It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. A debate about national identity in France has invigorated the presidential campaign there. It began when the leading conservative candidate proposed creating a Ministry of Immigration and National Identity. His main opponent, the socialist candidate, countered with her own ideas about bolstering national pride, as Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Conservative candidate Nicolas Sarkozy proposed his new ministry in a live television show where each presidential candidate responds to the questions and concerns of a room full of ordinary citizens. There was a national uproar in the media against his plan. Some critics said it reminded them of Vichy France and its Ministry of Jewish Affairs. But polls show 56% of the French like his idea. And Sarkozy says it's important to make sure that immigrants integrate into French society.
Everyone who loves and respects this country is welcome here, and we need you. But France has certain core values, equality between men and women, separation of church and state, that we won't compromise. These are the values which make up French identity. If you don't explain them to immigrants, how can they integrate?
Ségolène Royal called Sarkozy's approach xenophobic. She said national identity was the concern of the whole nation and not just immigrants. Royal then encouraged every household to keep a French flag in the cupboard to display on Bastille Day and urged citizens to memorize the national anthem. Her recent campaign rally in Nice ended with a resounding chorus of La Marseillaise. Far-right anti-immigrant candidate Jean-Marie Le Pen has taken obvious delight in what he says is the validation of his message of France for the French.
There's a bit of electoral hypocrisy in all that, because, as you know, a passport and ID card have never made a citizen, and a flag is never going to make a patriot.
Analysts say the recent shift in campaign focus from economic recovery and jobs towards symbols of patriotism and national identity point to a deep identity crisis among the French. Unemployment, open borders and immigration, violence in the suburbs, and a loss of sovereignty to the European Union have eroded a shared set of national values, says Florence Fresseuse, who writes editorials for the economic daily Les Echos.
Donc la crise d'identité nationale, c'est...
The French need to feel they have a sense of communal values they can be proud of. And here, the candidates are failing the people. You can't just pull out a flag and make France proud again.
The debate about immigration and French values intensified last week after television pictures showed minority youth and police clashing at one of Paris's main train stations. The incident recalled the suburban riots a year and a half ago and prompted one prominent politician to publicly link immigration with crime and violence. At an immigration office in Paris, foreigners receiving residency permits are now required to sign a pact with the government, pledging to learn the language and respect French values. The contract, instituted by Nicolas Sarkozy when he was interior minister, can be used to oblige immigrants to take language classes or perform civic duties. French Algerian Mohamed Baloul says he and his wife gladly signed what is known as the Welcome and Integration Contract.
If we choose to live here and to take French nationality, it's to become part of this country. We feel French, we speak French at home, and we're raising our children to be French. We don't have a problem with that.
Baloul is critical of how the politicians are dealing with the question of national identity. He says some are trying to draw a distinction between families who have been here for centuries and those like his who have recently become French. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.